About 10 days ago, a parishioner from my previous parish, he was a young man when I knew him back then, and now he's married and has two kids. He came to me and sent me an said that his young child had died in a tragic accident and he wanted to talk to me. So we met, and his 11-month-old child had fallen out of the crib and had died in a tragic accident. And he was trying to make sense of this. It was so hard because no one should have to go through such pain. Some religious, well-meaning people had said to him that it was God had wanted his son more than him, or that somehow that this was God's will or God's punishment. Well-meaning, but unfortunately unhelpful and indeed hurtful. In moments like that, I wish I had answers for his pain. I wish I had something with which I could pull out a magic wand. I wish I could do what Jesus did, said, and tie him and let him go. But I couldn't, because I don't have those powers, and neither do any of you. Only in those moments, all you can do is to sit with them and to share their pain. No answers, no words, just to sit with, to comfort in the silence their suffering, their pain, that can have no answers, that can have no words. The word compassion, to suffer with somebody. Jesus in today's gospel wept because his friend had died, and Mary and Martha were in distress. Jesus had the power to raise him up from the dead, but one day Lazarus would die again, and there was no Jesus around to raise him into natural life, but they would raise to eternal life. So what is it that we can do? What is it that we can learn from the scripture that says somehow that Jesus is a resurrection, Jesus is life, when such pain and suffering comes to ordinary people in their ordinary lives? The only thing we can do is to untie and let them go, and to help this young man, for me, to help this young man to forgive himself some mistakes maybe that were made, to forgive God for taking his son away at such an early age, to forgive his friends and family for saying such cruel things the wrong time, the wrong moment, to forgive and to untie them and let them go. And there lies the secret for all of us. We may not be able to give physical life back to dead bodies, but we can give spiritual life back to those whom we have given spiritual death to. What do I refer to? So I refer to all the people in our lives who we have been unforgiving. We have wrapped them up just the way Lazarus is today. Our role is to untie them and let them go. Untie them and let them go. Let them have new life. To no longer to hold their past deeds against them. To not allow our heart to be closed to their presence. One of the things that Jesus did consistently in scriptures was called us to forgive as he has forgiven us. It always shocks me to find out how so many people refuse to forgive those who've hurt them. Now look, I'm not saying that it's easy. And I'm not even saying for a moment that any of those people deserve your forgiveness. They may not. But maybe we don't deserve it either from others whom we have hurt, or even from God. And yet, God forgives us our sins every time we ask. Our role is to forgive, not once, not seven times, but 77 times seven, every time. So the Lord can say to us today that we can give life to all the people around us who have hurt us. We can untie them and let them go, because Christ promises us resurrection even now. And so today, let us bring to this table all the names of people who have hurt us and leave their names at the foot of this altar, and to say, I'm done. I'm done holding on. I'm done. I want to untie myself. I let myself go. I want to untie them and let them go.